KB2HXS Mobile.
Out there, Dave.
In Gerald, GR Mobile.
It's actually not too bad today. We did a good job today. It was the air handler and the furnace and everything was in the basement, so it was fairly cool down there. It wasn't too bad. We just got done heading home.
Yeah, whole lot better than being in an attic. Well, the car thermometer is usually pretty accurate. And mine right now says 94 degrees, so it's pretty darn hot out there.
Yeah, well, we definitely don't have the intense heat. You know what I mean? The intense heat is gone. Yeah, this is like a normal 94.
Yes, that's what the weatherman said. There was a cold front moved through that storm yesterday, and so the humidity is much better. I don't know what it is outside right now, but it's much better. Well, I'm glad you got done in a fairly decent hour. We're headed over to Spartanburg to pick up a computer that we got for the grandson. And the third time he opened it, the screen cracked on it. And he's going to engineering school next year, and that won't work out very well. So, anyways, Best Buy sent it in. I joined their club for him for the next year so that if anything happens to it, well, it'll get fixed. And, you know, when you got youngsters, it can.
That Geek Squad thing?
Yeah, it's a rip-off unless something like that happens.
Sometimes you gotta be careful what they cover and what they don't cover.
But, Isaac is a very conscientious young man, and he's just a gentleman for what he is. He's 6'5 and 300 pounds. But, wow, this car just switched lanes, went about 10 feet, and gave a turn signal about 3 feet before he turned in, right in front of me, and I was running 55 miles an hour. They walk among us.
I know. Be careful out there. They're driving like crazy. Well, you know, these young folks today, they don't have any kind of training. You know, we grew up with driver's ed, right?
Yes, sir. We did. I almost flunked that because I missed the last session. I had to go make it up. I was working, but I don't know. It was stupid of me. I shouldn't have missed the last session. But anyways, we had to go through it, and I think it's a real good thing. Isaac has been through the training out at BMW, and he's a good driver. He's got his foot in the gas a little too often, but he's learned his lesson there, I think. But he's not what you call a wild kid by any means, and we're very proud of him. I hope he succeeds up there. That'll be a hard course, mechanical engineering at Charlotte.
Oh, excellent. I'm sure you're getting fixed up with that computer. Man, I was just behind this little scooter thing that was barely doing 30 miles an hour on Wade Hampton here. And I went to go around him, and he gave me a dirty look. I'm like, my God, you're barely doing 30 on a little junky little thing. He's going to get himself run over.
Machine, even good riders on good machines around this area is a death machine. They killed 3 in 1 week here about a month ago. And you know, they average about 1 a week.
Okay. He's barely doing 30 miles. Okay, so he's barely doing, let's see, I'm doing 30 now, and I'm pulling away from him.
And there was some, there's one of them killed out on the interstate a week or two ago on the police. And he was riding a moped on the interstate, if that ain't crazy.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Bernice. Yeah, this fella here, he's in the right lane. It's 50 miles an hour here, and he's barely doing 30.
Yeah,
time, they don't wear helmets, they don't have on reflective clothing. That just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, there's a BMW rider up by our house that comes down 101 all the time. He's got some lights that are almost the color of fog lights, but they're not. And I'm sure they're LEDs. They're yellowish looking. Oh, my. That is the safest thing I've seen in years. Anywhere's protective gear. But that's the dangest set of headlights I ever did see, and they're on the taillights, too.
And hold on. I just pull out of the right lane in the middle and weave back and forth. I think people are starting July 4th a little early.
Well, they like beer. It makes a fellow more mellow.
I'm backing off of this guy. He came from the right lane to the middle, weaves back and forth. Now,
would call the sheriff's department, give him a description and a license tag number. We was following a drunk from feed store. What is it up on Wade Hampton? Finish. Tractor Supply, followed him down Wade Hampton, up 101, clear north of our house, which is a long ways. He even stopped in the road one time and got out of his car, and we stayed back from him. I kept telling him, this guy's going to kill somebody. He was driving in the left lane and the right lane, and this was at nighttime. Well, what do you mean North Highway 101 up there? And I give them an address. I give them the streets as we passed them. They never did send a police officer up there. And there's a sheriff's department, probably 2-3 miles from us up there. But no joy.
Well, I'm over here by Subaru Road and 29, and I don't see any sight of the scooter driver, and I don't see any sight of the car that was weaving in front of me. I actually went past him.
Underneath that car that was weaving from lane to lane. Oh, that's sad. Anyways, we're at Best Buy here in Spartanburg, Dave. Now I'll get out of here and get this back to the grandson down in Five Forks. Hopefully before 5 o'clock, but it doesn't look like I'm going to make it. Glad to hear you. 73, Dave. This is Gerald T.R. Clear with your final.
All right, Tom, have a good afternoon. Bernice, take care of him. I'll catch you later. KB2HXS.
KB2HXS, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.